Hosted by the Humanization Project and Virginia Tech's Center for Peace Studies and Violence Prevention, Ripple Effects caused tidal waves, shared the stories of Southwest Virginians affected by the prison system, from a mother describing visits with her incarcerated child to a man recently released after over 20 years behind bars. Democratic candidate for the District 41 seat in the Virginia House of Delegates, Lily Franklin, also spoke, sharing her uncle's story of imprisonment following struggles with alcoholism.
It wasn't just him that was affected. It was his whole family. He had a young daughter who ended up in foster care, and she ended up later on in life in prison as well, where her kids went into foster care. We disrupted an entire community ecosystem when we could have stopped it. He needed to go into rehab, but unfortunately, we wrecked his life and so many other lives.
Franklin says her family's experience with incarceration mirrors the story shared by many other Virginians.
Impacts of incarceration definitely impact the person in the prison, but it also can leave families reeling, and it defines people in their worst days, sometimes for the rest of their lives.
Franklin says it's crucial for people to bounce back after leaving the justice system. She advocates for a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights, such as voting, to those who have served time, something the Commonwealth currently lacks. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.